News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, that would be me.
That's you.
Hey, that's you.
Wake up, everybody.
Hey, we're here. Hey, today today would be August 14th, and we're talking about the famous gunfighter John Wesley Hardin. So, and we're live on KTSM AM 690 and in El Paso and on TV streaming live on Facebook. It looks like we are. Andrew, we are? We are.
Yes,
okay.
Are we streaming?
And, yeah, there we are. And page, that's on that page. And that's the El Paso History Radio Show. Not today, but not next week, but we will be back streaming live on Remember in El Paso When, because they took a vacation. I don't think they left town. They're still waiting, like everybody else, counting the leaks in their ceilings. But they're here. Anyway, but they decided to take some time off, and they deserve it. Those are hardworking volunteers at that. Remember in El Paso When. You can still access the page and take a look at stuff. You just can't load stuff on there anymore. So that's what I got. And we also have this is the place where Texas history begins in El Paso.
Oh,
yeah. Whatever.
Well, folks could also listen to us streaming live on the internet via ktsmradio.com, where you will be connected automatically to the iHeartRadio, where you can listen to us anywhere there is internet service.
It's everywhere. There's a history moment today?
Yes, it is. Today's history moment is about a 20th century Depression era's fad, walkathons.
Oh, that's cool.
A walk-along.
Something to do there. All right.
Not the same kind of walkathons that we today.
Waka waka. Okay, August 14th is today. Patricia Kidney, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Glad to be here.
Well, you are going to explain the secret society of John Wesley Hardin and the commemoration of his demise, which will be on that actual event that you're going to do will be August 21st at Concordia Cemetery. And Patricia, you described several other projects in Concordia as well. But she's joined by Dr. Albert Burnham. Dr. Albert, hello.
Hey.
Smile on TV. and also Bernie Sargent in that empty chair right there.
Yes,
he'd be
right
there in a second.
Don't even get me started with the empty.
Oh, don't go there. Well, you would know better. You're kind of like married to him.
Yes, I kind of, sort of, yes. We lost our electricity this morning, so he's running a little bit behind because it finally came back on, so he's on his way here now.
Okay. Electric Bernie will be here. And
yes.
Patricia, you've got this event coming up on the 21st, but the guy's actual death date is the 19th.
That's correct.
Tell us about that.
Well, we do this annually, and we try to commemorate his importance to El Paso history and the Old West history, particularly El Paso's participation in it. And so we do it the Saturday closest to the 19th. Of August.
So you're at the 21st this year.
So the 21st this year, yes.
Right.
Yes.
So what are you going to do that day?
Well, we're going to have a reenactment of his time here in El Paso, which was from April until August of 1895. And we're going to reenact all the different events that happened leading up to his death.
Like Beulah.
The
Beulah looked a whole lot like you, right?
She does.
Uh-huh.
That's right. It's a little bit scary.
She drinks just as much as Beulah did.
Woo!
I don't know. How much of Patricia have you seen, Jackson?
Oh. How much is there?
Well, my goodness. Now.
Beulah was a lady of the evening.
Well, you want to compare some notes?
Okay. No.
We'll ask Bernie when he gets here.
Now. Let's have some dignity here.
Oh, why? Why start now?
She was just a soiled dove.
I was a woman of...
Let her go.
A woman of adventure who had to make a living the best way I could.
Okay.
With my talents.
Uh-huh.
And so my talents were many.
As Beulah,
yes.
And as Patricia.
I'm just a person who has been touched by the cemetery, Concordia Cemetery, and have been given this divine, I think, task of trying to keep it going and maintain, preserve, and protect it.
And you got lots of extra weeds right now, I bet.
Lots of weeds. We're calling it the National Concordia National Forest.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, maybe you'll dry out by the 21st when you have this event.
I think it will. I've been keeping an eye on the weather. I feel like it's going to be a great evening to have this.
All right. So on August the today's August 14th.
Yes.
But on the 21st, you're going to have people coming in on the cemetery. And what gate do you want them to come in through?
I want them to come in through the Yandel Gate. All the other gates will be locked.
Okay.
And parking will be on the street only. And the gates will open at 6 o'clock for people to come in and get their lawn chairs set up in their favorite places and bring your blankets to sit on, put the kiddos on the blankets. And the program starts promptly at 7.
Okay, a lot of people, go ahead.
I just want to point out, the address is 3200
3700.
37. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm thinking Keystone.
They moved it.
Yeah, they moved it, yes. Yes. No, 3700 East Yandel Street, 799-23 is the zip code, so if you want to try to put it in your GPS.
Yes.
So let's just disclaim this for the moment. Maybe that's not the right word. Explain this for a moment. This is a thing going on in a graveyard where a guy named John Wesley Hardin, a major gunfighter dude in the Old West,
yes,
is buried there.
That's
and
correct.
So you have parties around his grave.
Yes, we do.
A commemoration,
it's
maybe.
It's a commemoration.
But Albert, it's a party.
Take it. No. Whatever you want, Jackson.
Okay, it's a party.
Okay.
And,
go ahead.
And we do the show right in front of Mr. Hardin's grave.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's pretty bizarre.
Well, this started, I think it started in the late 1970s. I knew about it in the early 80s, that there were people going out to the grave on the date around the time of his death.
Which would be 11 at night, give or take.
Around 11, 10:45 to 11 at night. And they were having a toast to his life and the legend of John Wesley Hardin. And women placed roses, they drank whiskey, they toasted. And I heard about it, but I thought, that is so bizarre.
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, I found myself in a situation where excitement entered my life through getting rid of a second husband and finding myself single. And I met a bunch of old cowboy reenactors and people who liked history in the late 1990s.
And so you took it upon
yourself. And so I was invited. I was invited to go with the group. And I was in costume. I was with people with guns. They were firing into the air to celebrate this time.
Picture four.
And the most bizarre of all, this car drives in. It was Blackjack Pershing.
Take a shot of tequila there real quick.
Yeah,
let me get
we'll get this picture up. And
gargle a little bit.
We have a picture of you out there talking to the crowd. There you are getting your guns ready. You have a bar set up out there.
Yes.
Albert, I think you're probably in that picture somewhere. But
yeah,
that,
I can't see it.
Yeah, it's upper right there.
I don't know where I am on that picture.
Well, you don't know where you are when
you're
it's daytime.
Laying down
that's true.
Dead
that's
at
true.
This point.
Yeah, right. That's
pick a day. You don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But also, there's and Andrew. Then when you get a chance, go back to one. Let's go back to one. But so the point is, you have this event that's coming up on the 21st out at the cemetery, and it's kind of unusual because I guess people are now getting the idea of reenacting things all over the place. But you guys have been doing this for 2 decades.
Yes, we've been doing this since 1998.
Wow.
Yes. So
haven't done it the last 2 years, though.
Well, yeah, you had this problem of the disease.
Well, the disease last year and the year before that was the Walmart shooting.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we did. We were in parades and such, but it was limited.
We have not been at the cemetery for Hardin since then. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he missed you, but he didn't go anywhere because at some point in your history, and let's put up number, where are we? Let's go down a little bit here. No, where's the one inside the grave?
Oh, it's number
five. Number five. Yeah, and see, so Hardin is now encased. Hardin's in jail again.
Well, and we put him in jail to keep him here because we were having problems with vandalism. And they were, at one point, in 2003, they stole his historical marker, broke it off, chipped it off, and stole it.
Boo.
Boo, yes. And so at that point, we had been having issues. So we decided that we were going to do a very appropriate enclosure for him. And I researched several old gunfighters. I researched, Billy the Kid enclosure in Fort Sumner and Clay Allison in Pecos. And I compared, I kind of put it all together, and we were able to have the community service probationers do the work for us, donate the wrought iron, donate the Franklin Red Rock. And the fellow who did the wrought iron actually is a descendant of the Rosas Cantina.
Oh.
So he was real tickled to have his little mark on history when he did some inscription for us.
So what's coming up? You got all kinds of stuff. You're going to have items available to purchase out
there?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. See, we want you to come at 6. And between 6 and 7, we want you to look at the items that we have for sale. You'll have an opportunity to buy a ticket and have a chance to win the prizes of your selection. We've got some Old West clothing. We've got John Wesley Hardin keychains. We've got the Concordia and John Wesley Hardin coffee mugs. And we have books, Dean Underwood's books, cemetery tour books, and we've got Leon Metz's biography. We have several of those. And, of course, we'll be selling water. And we really want you to enjoy this. And make yourself comfortable. You can have your picture made there at the gravesite. We'll have it open.
And we have to have a drum roll for this one for Six Guns and Shady Ladies.
That's right. Then at 7, Six Guns and Shady Ladies will reenact the events. Albert, you might want to talk about what
number
we're
going to Andrew, number
reenact.
Yes, we're going to look into the life of Mr. Hardin, the 4 months that he was in El Paso, the 4 short months. He came to El Paso originally to do some legal work for a cousin, and he established a law office, and it was across the street from what is now the Camino Real Hotel in that Wells Fargo building that burned down a few years ago. So it's a vacant lot now.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, something's in there?
Humonga parking lot.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The parking,
haven't been there in a while.
No.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, it's a shame it sat for so long like that, now it's something's there.
It's a great parking lot, but it was a better Wells Fargo building.
Yeah. Well, he was in the second floor of that building, and so he established a law office there, and apparently he wasn't doing a lot of work, and Miss Beulah was his main client.
I see.
And, well, they became a little more than lawyer-client. Ahem, ahem.
Well, how did he make a living?
Oh, lawyering. She had some money. Her husband had some money.
Ah. But it was my money he was in jail in Juarez, and I had the money.
Ah.
Oh, by the way, Miss Beulah was married to another guy in East Texas at the same time.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Clever lady, huh?
They were just close friends, Hardin and her. Really close.
Really close. She couldn't fit a piece of paper in between them.
That's right. And he did gamble.
Did you try?
He did gamble and sold his autograph.
He did, yes. Yes. And so he
shot cards, right?
Yes, he did, yeah. So he was making a few bucks off the side.
Did he throw
them
in the air and shoot them?
Not that I know of.
No, he put them on a wall or on a tree.
And just put a hole in them?
Yes.
To see
he took four. I believe he did four shots, I believe. And right dead center. And then he would autograph them and put the date and how many paces it was.
Who paid for the bullets?
Well, Beulah.
Ah.
Beulah had the money.
Beulah bullets. Beulah had the bullets, too. Huh?
Beulah had everything he needed.
Well, there's a lot going on here in El Paso, and one of the main things for tourism, I mean, as we sit here in a soggy, wet Saturday morning, there's nothing much else to do but listen to the radio. What the heck? So here we are. And we all made it in here. Bernie's on his way. But the thing about the history of El Paso, a lot of it has to do with the most famous tourist attraction, and you say it's Hardin's grave.
Yes, it is. It is visited by at least 10,000 people a year.
Wow.
From all over the world.
I was down at the cemetery one Christmas day, and there was a guy standing at Hardin's grave. I started talking to him. He said he was from England, and he came to El Paso on Christmas Day just to see Hardin's grave.
Wow. That's incredible dedication to Hardin, I guess.
Yeah.
Gunfighters of the Old West.
Yes. El Paso's biggest tourist attraction is a gunfighter.
I'm going to predict that by the end of January that changes. We will see. You never can tell what that's going to be. Melissa, you got anybody on Facebook looking at us? Or?
Yeah, I have a whole bunch of people. We got Michael Johns, Tim Cooper's checking in, and Rick Navarro put up a great picture of him and his friends standing in front of the John Wesley Hardin grave. Samuel Kilborn Dolan up there in Missoula, Montana is listening in. He was a guest on. He did a book on Old West gunfighters and such, especially the towns of Old West. Oh, I can't remember now. I'm sorry, Sam. And Vince and Gogi are out there in Wet Acres. It's not Brown Acres. It's now Green Wet Acres. And that's who we've got.
Bonnie Warren
is today. Let's see. We had a young lady, too. I was looking for her.
Mark Flores checking in.
Yeah, Mark. And we had...
And Las Cruces, Monica Cervantes.
Monica Cervantes. That's what I was looking for.
Daniel Rivera. I can't hear me. What are you looking... In Clint, Texas. People
Clint,
all over
Texas.
The place.
Clint, Texas. Just east of here.
I heard a voice come in a moment ago. Does that voice need us to go to a break?
Yes. No, he's saying he couldn't hear you.
Well, I know because I'm off mic because I go over here.
Yes, I know.
And that's the way it goes. Okay, back in a moment. We'll take a break here. We'll take a call, see what happens if you ring up what number.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm Home and Auto Insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let VCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective VCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-716-9085 for a free, no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-716-9085. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. That's 1-800-716-9085.
At Casa Buick GMC, trade-in value is heating up right now.
How hot?
Hot enough to get you in that great Casa pre-owned car, truck, SUV, luxury, or economy vehicle that you want. Come to Casa Buick GMC and trade up during our Summer of Value used car sales event. Buy with confidence with a 6-month or 6,000-mile warranty. Casa Buick GMC has access to more than 600 used vehicles. Come find the one for you.
What about financing?
We've got it all and more. We work hard for you with over 20 banks to get you the best available financing. And at Casa Buick GMC, you can also buy here, pay here with La Casita Finance.
Summer of Value.
Casa Buick GMC, Montana and Airway by the airport.
Sometimes life is wonderful. And sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-815-4342. That's 800-815-4342. 800-815-4342.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot to tell you going on here in El Paso. You can send us an email at ephistory690@gmail.com. We are the El Paso History Radio Show on Facebook. Go there for our weekly promo announcements of the topics on the programs each week. And also we have a TV channel to see free videos about El Paso history on TV. And youtube.com/El Paso History TV is how you get there. El Paso Gold DVDs, I produced them in the last 20 years. Those are now online over there to see for free. Also, the 20 segments of our ABC7 TV series? From our famous dude, Bernie. Bernie's here. Yes, and Bernie, you just magically showed up. So, Bernie, welcome here. But the thing is, you and I put together a whole bunch of stuff, and Andrew helped somewhat, of the YouTube.com El Paso History TV, and we call that El Paso History TV on ABC 7. And that was kind of an interesting thing to talk Kevin Lovell into doing anything about getting on his air with a non-KVIA person. And I thought that was a pretty good smart thing we did. We got that. So you're one of the first that's done that, I think, to get on KVIA.
But well, I will tell you though, many times I've run into Kevin and he just praises that program. He really does.
Well, we did a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, I produced them and wrote them, which was kind of a hard thing to do. But you stood there in the front of the camera and said, "Okay, here's what I'm thinking," and Andrew Casey would come along and shoot the camera. Or I'd edit these things, and so it turned out to be a labor. And Kevin, is, you know, I love Kevin, but his standard line is, "You're not going to cost me a dime." And so it didn't. We got grant money from the Hunt Family Foundation, mm-hmm. as well as a number of individuals that really got that going.
Very nice people.
MCAD.
Yeah.
MCAD was also in there. So
absolutely.
And we might do that again one day and run them again. Because, yeah. You know, people can learn a lot from those.
Well, there's so much history in this area. I mean, we did 20. There's enough for 20 more, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I ran out of gas. I mean, doing all what I'm doing now, and especially with the pictures on this show, I wouldn't have time to deal with that. But that anyway, that's what we got there on that ABC 7 series. That's online. All those 20 pieces mm-hmm. are there online for free.
Yep.
Just go take a look at that, and you can learn quite a bit. The last four we did, I had the drone working pretty good, and we got a lot of stuff on the three missions, the third one being in Juarez. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one down the trail being a Presidio Chapel.
Yes.
And so it was an interesting, of course, the Catholic Church. So that's what we did there. And it's an interesting thing. YouTube.com, El Paso History TV. So, Melissa, read some of these if you want
to.
Well,
this one I thought was really pertinent to what we were just talking about. It says you do get tons of comments on the YouTube site where the videos are at. And this gentleman, Mark Christensen, the McGoffin Home, he really liked that one. He says it's a really excellent program. I learned so much about our El Paso history. Well done. And, yeah. You know, that's the whole point. You've reached that point where you've got somebody who's learned, and that's exactly what you've accomplished your goal.
Well, it is our goal because the city and the EPISD, all the school districts, do not publicly teach our history. Some of the private schools do because you get them coming through Keystone, and those people mm-hmm. always tell you stuff. And the ones from Juarez are very good about this stuff, from what you were telling me. The ones from Juarez... You guys don't fight over there. The ones from Juarez seem to know it, too.
I teach at EPCC, and I get students who know nothing, absolutely nothing about El Paso history.
And they grew up here?
Yeah.
And went to public schools here?
Yes.
And are you able to fill them full of good stuff, or
as
what?
As much as I can, yes.
But, I mean, do you teach a local history?
Yeah, whenever I can fit it in, yeah.
What you're a professor of
history.
U.S.
history.
U.S.
Yeah.
history.
Yeah.
But you can't focus on El Paso.
Well, I can't focus on El Paso. It's a general U.S. history course, but I always plug El Paso things when I can, you know, like Hardin. I have a section on the Old West, and I talk about Hardin and the Four Dead in 5 Seconds gunfight and Pancho Villa and the raid on Columbus and how Pancho Villa hung out in El Paso.
It's hard to do El Paso history because there's so many pieces to it.
Yeah.
I mean, the geology alone is world-class
yeah.
here.
Oh, I talk about when, you know, Oñate came through in the first Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. That was a biggie. The Spanish influence is still
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
And you got the Mission Trail, and you got the Camino Real, and
yeah.
people don't know that's one road.
Yeah, so I fill it in there whenever I can.
Good for you, Albert. Yeah. And at EPCC, you do, is that mainly what you do? Is that courses of history?
Yeah, right, yes, U.S. history, both halves.
Both halves?
Yeah, to 1877 and since 1877.
Oh, I see. Okay, what marks that date?
It's the end of Reconstruction.
Okay. And also, 1877, there were a tremendous amount of strife going on around here. You yeah. had the stuff going on up in Lincoln, New Mexico.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You had the salt wars over there.
Yeah.
And there was something going on somewhere else, I remember. there was all kinds of hassles going on there.
Well, yeah, nationally, like I said, at the Reconstruction period, building of railroads, you know, eventually the railroad comes through El Paso.
There's a lot to it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It is actually time for another break here. We will do that. Patricia, don't go away.
I won't. I promise.
And I just want to send a message to John Wesley Hardin from Constable Papa John Selman through Vince Sanchez. He said, come to watch him this week, next week when he shoots you dead.
Back shooter.
Yes.
And that brings the question, was it murder? Was it self-defense?
Or suicide?
Or was it frontier justice?
He didn't have the nerve to face me down when I had a gun in my hand.
There you go.
We're going to get into that, I bet.
Yes,
all right,
are.
Taking a break here, coming back in a moment. Melissa, anything big on the Facebook deal?
That's what I was just saying. John Selman joined us on the Facebook page. Ah. He came back from the grave. No, we pretty much where's Chris?
Chris Martin.
Chris Martin's on there. We have Daniel Sanchez. He's listening from Woody's Leather Company in Clint.
Oh,
so that's we've caught up with everybody.
He owes us a commercial fee.
That's right.
Fair enough. All right, taking a break. Come back in a moment. Andrew, hit the button.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2073. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today and call 800-575-2073. That's 800-575-2073. or you can visit us online at TRA.com. iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. Globally, about 1,000 plants we depend on for food and products need to be pollinated by animals, including coffee, melons, chocolate, almonds, and even tequila. Help stabilize the declining honeybee population by planting native plants that they rely on for food, habitat, and nesting. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
Hello, I'm Mackenzie with Exact Data. I'm excited to share how our team can help your business with its customer acquisition goals. Exact Data has been helping businesses of all sizes find new customers for over 20 years. With over 4,000 unique filters, you're sure to find the most targeted emails, postal addresses, and phone numbers fit for your business. Want a list of new homeowners in your area or looking to reach self-employed business owners? Maybe you're looking for people passionate about charitable causes or a list of medical professionals in your area. We can help. At Exact Data, we have the perfect list to help you grow your business. For pricing, text LIST to 606-MY-LEADS. Remember, text LIST to 606-695-3237, which spells 606-MY-LEADS, and we'll reply with the information you need to get leads for your business. Again, text LIST to 606-MY-LEADS, and you'll be well on your way to reaching your sales goals.
Summer's in full swing, and we have the coolest new shirts for the warm weather at UNTUCKit, including performance shirts that wick sweat, short sleeve styles to beat the heat, and our comfortable polos. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked, so they're just the thing to look and feel cool in the summer heat. And UNTUCKit shirts are perfect as we transition back to the things that we've been missing, like dinner with friends, reuniting with family, and vacations too. When the heat is on, the number one shirt to keep you cool is UNTUCKit. Use code COOL for 20% off your first purchase at UNTUCKit.com or over 80 UNTUCKit stores.
News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso Souvenirs and Gift Shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
A lot of history to talk about here from Max Grossman. We learn about a plan to convert the Matthias residence to 607 West Yandell, that's West Yandell Drive in Sunset Heights, converted into a luxury bed and breakfast. The Tudor-style mansion was designed by Trost & Trost for Albert and Freda Cohen Matthias, built in 1912. It's absolutely spectacular, both inside and out. I've seen the pictures that he posted on Facebook inside. I thought it was the other house.
We've been in that house before. Oh, it's a gorgeous house.
Fabulous. Anyway,
I'd love to own it.
So it's remarkably well-preserved. In fact, it's one of the finest homes in Texas. The buyer is a local mortgage banker who engaged an agent named Allison Dillard to get this thing done. They would have to approve, the Landmark Commission approved that to make sure that could work. So,
well,
interesting.
Pepe's restaurant is open today, and even in spite of all the flooding on Donovan Road, they are above the water. So if you want to go to Pepe's, you'll want to miss them today. And this is, of course, is authentic New Mexican-style cuisine. And they're located at 6761 Donovan Drive. And you can also call 877-2152 for takeout and catering. And Pepe's is home of the one and only margarita. If you're looking for a top-rated company to manage your rental properties, then you need to contact Monterey Asset Management. Visit their website at m1ep.com, and you can also call them at 915-592-4549. Looking to sell, buy, or rent a home? Then contact Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick is one of the top-producing realtors in the area. Give Patrick a call at 588-1850. And our newest sponsor is State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number. 915-581-0000.
I like that line.
Yeah,
I do too. Call Ralph for all your insurance needs.
Well, it's a nice phone number. It's hard to forget that one. Patricia Kennedy, Bernie Sargent, Albert Burnham, Doctor, and you guys is all here talking about the Concordia Cemetery, mainly the event for Hardin, but you've got some other things, Patricia, you want to explain about the event on the 21st.
I really do. I want to remind you again to come at 6 o'clock to familiarize yourself with Hardin's Grave and look at all the things that we have to sell, and you'll have a chance for prizes. And I want to remind you that there is an admission fee. If you're an adult, that's $5. If you're 18 and under, $2. And if you're a buckaroo or a buckarette, in other words, kids under 6, you get in free. And I would also like to ask you, do not bring your pets unless they are certified service animal, please. And also to remind you that you'll need to bring your lawn chair, blankets, closed-toe shoes, wear them, and especially bring mosquito repellent because it's right next to the big ditch. And to finish our program, after we have the award-winning Six Guns and Shady Ladies perform all the events of John Wesley Hardin while he was here, including his killing, we will then have a toast to his death and his importance to El Paso history. And as a grand finale, there will be a ghost tour for those who want to stay and participate. This will be done by Concordia members.
Oh, and don't forget, Concordia Summit, Concordia Heritage Association, who is sponsoring this event, is a nonprofit organization that is putting this on, and it's the fundraiser for the cemetery to help them continue to preserve and protect the cemetery.
Thank you. That is very true. Thank you.
And if you have more than $5, give them 10.
We would love it. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, it's hard to be a nonprofit and get history done in El Paso.
Yes, and we've had a really hard time like everyone else in the during the pandemic time.
Oh, especially.
Our income, our fundraising income was cut down to a third of what we had been bringing in.
Your help is slinked away.
Yes.
Your probationers.
Our community service probation workers have not been able to help us since March of 2020. So the maintenance of the cemetery has been done by 2 people 5 days a week.
Wow.
And every once in a while during this weed season and things like that, the Public Works Department of El Paso County does send out help for us. So we encourage you to come help if you want to pick a section and just chop down some weeds. Put them in a bag. We'd be happy to have you.
Would you prefer that you pull them up?
If you want to pull them up while this ground is wet, it's easier. Yes.
You can get rid of them.
Yes.
They'll come back.
Of course. Of course. And so we do appreciate that. You can call us or go on our webpage and find a way to contact us.
All right. We got a picture of Bernie doing something here on number 3. Andrew, put that one up because Bernie's shooting somebody. But that event is actually one of those events that was a part of the walk through history.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that walk through history is you do reenactments at the other end of the cemetery, and it's a bigger area over there, and you do all kinds of gunfight reenactments.
Yes, we do them down at the Cowboy Corral.
Gunfight
Corral.
Gunfighter Corral. Yeah.
Yes, yes. So,
well, who are you shooting here, Bernie? Does it matter?
Yeah, that's a safety shoot that we do whenever we do our reenactments. We pride ourselves in doing safety presentations so that the people of all ages understand exactly what these weapons are all about, and especially for the little kids, because we don't want them thinking that a gun is a play toy. By no means do we want that. Plus, if they find something that looks like a bullet or ammunition, don't pick it up and play with it. You know, find someone that knows a little bit about weaponry, and if you can't, call the local police department. Ask them to come out here. We've got some ammunition we need you to pick up.
So you shoot a hole with a blank.
Yeah.
Shoot a hole right through a tin can.
Yeah. We usually have...
Because just the stuff coming out.
It's usually a beer can, which is like alcohol abuse. But we'll fire a hole. And just to show the comparison that our skin is actually thicker than that beer can. And we'll put a hole in that beer can with a blank. So, yeah, they can be dangerous if they're not handled correctly.
Remember when we used to put water in those cans and we'd do that?
Yeah, what that happened? Was a mistake.
We'd spray the audience. It shows how far the scatter just on the liquid goes out.
When it's really hot, they don't mind.
Yeah.
You should use a full beer and see what happens.
Oh, no. There's too many people in our group that would be upset about that.
Oh, I see.
Don't waste the beer.
So anyway, that's what I'm doing there, is just sharing some of the safety features. We also will offer weapons safety training to the public also from time to time, so that we can share with them how to handle a weapon if you have one, if your parents have one. It's imperative that they send their kids to this class, and we have a police officer that actually puts that class together. So if people are interested in something like that, they can call us at 581-7920, and we'll certainly try to set something up for them.
Interesting. Now, you also, that event is also a walk through history,
mm-hmm.
not the event of John Wesley Hart.
No, totally different.
Patricia, what about that?
Well, we're still trying to evaluate putting on the walk through history this year. We have, the biggest problem we have is not storytellers who want to participate and help us, but the problem is we don't have the manpower we need to do the setup of our canopies and the tables and chairs, and then take them down and store them. So we don't have the community service workers this year.
Are they stored on site?
The canopies are stored on site. We rent the tables and chairs.
So those guys come pick them up?
They come pick them up, but they have to be taken down, folded, stacked appropriately, counted.
You're just talking about physical labor.
Physical labor, that's right.
If you have a little gust of wind, you got a real problem.
Yes, we do. Yes,
those canopies are not tied down, are they?
Well, they're staked down. Very definitely, they're staked, and usually it'll hold up. But it depends. If we have wild wind gust, it's not
Which
going.
We've
to.
Had.
Yeah. We've had those things fly off, even though they're staked down.
Yes. Yeah.
Chasing them around.
So that's the problem you have doing the walk through history. You're going to do this one for the 21st of August.
Definitely. We have
the
good
one
weather.
October, you may not be able
we
to do.
We may not. We're working. If any group wants to volunteer to help us, anyone from Fort Bliss, anyone who wants to do a service project, we really would appreciate it. And let me know quickly.
You think an Eagle Scout project would work on this, Bernie? You've done a lot of those through Keystone.
No.
Yeah, no, the Eagle Scouts, their requirements, it has to be something that will stay in place going in perpetuity.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Sort of like what we do at Keystone when they do some work there.
And the project they did, the Eagle Scout did the Mormon section, didn't they? That was an Eagle Scout project, wasn't it?
We have had Eagle Scouts do Mormon section, the Veterans section. They've done all kinds of projects. They've done benches for us.
Oh, we had the students that went out for the Chinese section and did some work
that
out
was canceled because of the weather this morning.
No, but there
morning.
Was a couple of years ago that they've
we've had
them.
We've
there.
Had them. All kinds of youth groups come out and help us. Thank
well, do you want to start going through the sections of the cemetery?
Let's wait that. Do that for next hour.
Well, next hour, okay, mm-hmm. fair enough. All right, where do you want to go now?
Well, let's talk a little bit about when in 1895 John Wesley Hardin died, and his family did not want him. And they left him here in El Paso. And then, Bernie, do you want to talk about what happened in 1995?
1995, 100 years later, comes the family.
We talk often on the radio here about history and how we need to promote it and not necessarily celebrate it, but commemorate it. And as it turns out, the folks down southeast Texas thought that they deserved to have his remains down there because that's virtually where he was from. And so they came up here under the auspices. They were just going to dig him up and take him away.
Oh.
And a whole handful of people got very upset and actually had to go to the courts, and they had to file an injunction to permanently block them
from
removing
judge?
Him.
Who was the judge?
Who was the judge at the time? Perez.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. She, in fact, she reminds me of that every once in a while when I see her. I did that for John Wesley Hardin. Oh, thank you, ma'am.
Were there even family were involved in that case, or was
yes.
it the people that owned the cemetery?
No, there was no cemetery involved.
Yeah, because they saw it being a tourist attraction for them down there.
They were going to put him next to the city hall area in a commemorative area.
Oh, my.
But there was family. He had some great-grandchildren involved.
We're going to take a break here. I just realized that. I want to say hi to Ruben Escandone. He's checking in. Also, there's somebody was talking about, it's really sad that we don't teach the history in El Paso.
Oh, that was Daniel Rivera.
Yeah, he was very right.
Yeah.
And we got the professor over here confirming that from the way he gets the students at EPCC. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Taking a break here. Come back in a moment. 544-5876
or 544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso and helps investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com, m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
I'm Larry Gelwix, the Getaway Guru. Join me on The Travel Show every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. We talk all things travel, favorite places, how to travel more and pay less, secret hideaways, discount airline tickets and cruises, and the best travel deals on the planet. It's The Travel Show every Sunday evening, 7 p.m., right here on News Radio 690 KTSM. And I'll tell you where to go and how to get there.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Right now, there are young people across the world facing a tough choice: continue their dream of education or drop out to help their family put food on the table. You can help change their future in a single moment. See how far your support can go at unbound.org.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. Globally, about 1,000 plants we depend on for food and products need to be pollinated by animals, including coffee, melons, chocolate, almonds, and even tequila. Help stabilize the declining honeybee population by planting native plants that they rely on for food, habitat, and nesting. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
El Paso's News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got a lot going on in here, but a lot going on all over the place. You got an announcement about Mission Del Rey.
Yeah, Mission Del Rey has got their summer. This summer is offering El Pasoans and their visitors something special, an exclusive 20% El Paso Radio Show discount. Shop the store for great deals on hundreds of new home decor, souvenirs, and unique gift items for you and the folks back home. Bring the kids and they can have fun with pictures taken in the old El Paso town jail. And for those folks traveling with their pets, there's cool water and treats available for them. And don't forget to mention the El Paso History Radio Show at checkout for your 20% store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest is located at 1421 Lee Trevino, Suite A7, and they're open Mondays through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
It's easier to get there if you go all the way to Pelicano. Take a left on Pelicano and then drop down.
GPS will take you right there.
Yeah, GPS, go there. Yes. All right, the Six Guns and Shady Ladies are well represented in here today. Most of you all have been at least two decades into this, haven't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Over two decades.
17 years.
Oh, God, look at you. Well, anyway, the whole point about this is a lifelong pursuit and a lifelong hobby, and I'm guessing a lifelong expense as well.
Oh, yes.
It's not a cheap hobby.
Yeah, no, not cheap.
Your guns are not cheap? No. Because those are real guns.
Yes. And clothes?
Your clothing, your boots, your costumes, whatever.
Our trailer.
Our research that we do. Yeah.
Usually a shirt, for example, like I'm wearing, might cost around $35. And pants, roughly the same thing.
But
that's just one shirt and one pants.
Yeah.
But some of your outfits are rather elaborate. I said, Bernie, you hung up your big coat somewhere.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to scare anybody away either, because we're always looking for members. And we do have a lot of clothes that have been donated by former members.
Ah, so you have some.
We do have some available.
Excellent.
Yeah, and we're glad to help out. When I started performing, well, lack of other terms, when I started to perform.
Exhibiting.
That too. I just had an old pair of boots and a pair of jeans and a shirt that looked Old West, and that's how I started.
Well, you had a hat.
Well, yeah, I had a hat. But most of what I had was baseball hats at the time. Now we've got tons of cowboy hats and. You just accumulate it over time. So it's not something where you have to feel pressed to go out and spend a lot of money.
No.
To do this.
You can do this cheap.
Mm-hmm. And we'll guide you on how to do it as inexpensive as possible. My first outfit was from the thrift store. I put together something. I said, that looks pretty close to Victorian and pinned and stapled. And
line
and
one.
That was it.
Line one.
But, yeah.
So also, you don't necessarily have to own a period gun to join our group.
No,
we do. Obviously we do gunfights, but
you don't use a Glock. I mean,
no Glocks, right?
Single action pistols, Colt 45s. But if you want to join, you don't need to have a gun.
You don't need to shoot.
No, right.
Well, so it's an interesting thing. How do they get involved? You may have some people who want to do reenactments and are just don't know how to do it.
Yeah. Well, there's
You'll
a lot of people.
Them.
Initially, a lot of people start out in a group and they go, "Well, I really don't want to play a role," and they're very nervous about it. And after a couple of different shows, they're going, "Can I have a role?" And then pretty soon they're bugging the heck out of us. I need more roles. it works that way. So we want people to know that if they just want to come and be atmosphere, great. We'd love to have you.
Well, people could come take a look on the 21st of August to see how you do it.
Yeah. Yes.
And to see if they'll fit in. A lot of your moves are just color. You don't always have acting parts, right?
Correct.
That's true.
Yeah, we do a lot of... atmosphere appearances and things like that. And that's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's a great time. Now, as Dr. Burnham mentioned, you don't have to have a weapon. Once you go through the training, we have a number of people that will loan you their weapon for the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but you have to go through the training.
We're
very adamant about training.
Or safety gun. Yeah, safety training.
I think I started off by the wrong foot by saying it's expensive. It is over time, but I mean, lot of hobbies can be.
So is golf.
Oh, my God. Don't even talk about golf. But your situation is very unusual in that you're acting and you're doing things out of history.
We call it edutainment.
Edutainment. It's fabulous. 581-7920.
Yes, sir.
Call up Bernie, but not right now. Wait till he gets home.
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right. Talk to you again after the news here. We got a lot more coming.
That's right.
We got a fight coming, I think. Bernie. We'll see what happens.
Bernie.
After the news.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.